I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The fifth rule that you have, very sensible rule as well, is tell your money where to go and then make sure it gets there. What do you mean by that?
You know, this is a concept that took me so long to realize. The money that we are given to manage, I mean, all of us have some, whether it's a paycheck or a trust account or, you know, whatever it is, we have money to manage. We have to see ourselves as the boss over that money. Think of those dollars as people who work for you, your staff, your employees. They come to work and you tell them what to do. You assign the job to each one, and then you have to make sure that they do what they say. That's what a good manager does. I know this is sounding awful much like a budget, and that's what it is, but it's a new concept. Instead of your money managing you and telling you where it's going to go, you have to do that. You have to tell it. So every single dollar that comes in that paycheck, before you spend it, before you do anything, you need to sit down and make the assignments. Call them job assignments if you like. You know, if your rent is $600 a month, 600 of your employees are assigned to pay the rent, 600 of them, not 400, and we'll figure out the other 200 some other day. Or, 600, and then they change their minds and don't show up. No. You have to see yourself as the manager. And so you give every single dollar a job to do. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. First of all, you got to figure out all the jobs. You know, what are your expenses? What are the things you absolutely have to pay this week from that paycheck? Don't you spend $1 until you sit down and make these assignments. Now, that to me makes me feel empowered. I get to decide. You may have to put together 45 different plans until you can get it all figured out. The jobs are all going to get done. But that's called a budget. Now, it's kind of a silly way to talk about it, perhaps, but out of this will come a spending plan. Once you've got all of the assignments figured out, where all the money's going to go, remember, 10% of your employees are going to go into savings. Some of them are going to be money that gets given away. And then you're going to look at your absolute bare necessities that you have to cover. And from there, you just take it from there. And it's called a spending plan when you get it all together. It's in writing. You've got it. And you've got to make sure that you, as a good manager, stick to it and make sure those dollars do as they have been assigned.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.